Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Jawohl, einen wunderschönen guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Ich freue mich, dass Sie wieder mit dabei sind hier bei unserer außergewöhnlichen Show. Heute heißt es wieder Ted Ma, live aus Seattle, America. Weite Leitung über den Atlantik gelegt nach Seattle, in den Bundesstaat Washington. Und ich freue mich, Ted Ma begrüßen zu dürfen. Er hat auch Studiogäste mitgebracht. Übersetzt wird die Sendung aus dem Englischen ins Deutsche von Saskia Feutländer aus Dresden. Und ja, jetzt machen wir ein paar Takte. Die Musik, Water Song, wie es schon schön gehört hier als Auftakt. Love. Ja, das war das Opening unserer heutigen Radioshow. Eine Show to make the world a better place. Das ist Ted Maas, Out of This World Radio Show. Hallo Ted, willkommen.
Liebe Guten Grüße Abend, mein Freund. Seattle. It's so good to be here. I only ask my guests to speak in short sentences, so my friend Saskia can translate. It makes it easier. Out of This World Radio, the purpose of this show is to make this world a better place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place.
Hallo an alle da draußen. Hallo hier im Studio. Ja, die Radioshow, um was geht's? Es geht darum, aus dieser Welt einen noch schöneren Ort zu machen. Und ich weiß, dass wir, wenn wir alle zusammen worken, dies auch schaffen werden.
And today's show is going to be very special. We're going to be talking with our good friend, Cynthia, is that right? And Lana. And we'll be talking about the protest in London, which was not covered by the media in the United States or Canada. I don't know what it's like there in Europe, but here, no word of it at all. And there were almost a million people plus there protesting. Well, that's not very many people. Heck, you know. We have to talk about news, sports, and weather in the United States, you know, but not about things like small gatherings of people of a million plus. That's not important. No one needs to know about that. But anyway, we'll be talking about that, and then we'll be talking about who and what, and perhaps why are the elements trying to stop our ascension. I think you'll find that very interesting. And then the second hour, my good friend Tom Paladino will be coming on, starting at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central European time, 9 p.m. London time. Get all these numbers right. I'm not sure what time it is in Tokyo, but anyway, he'll be coming on during the second hour to talk about his fantastic scalar energy healing work. And he's like an angel with wings who wants to heal the world. So he's a fabulous man and so happy that he'll be coming on.
Now you want me to translate it in one sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh.
Like always, Gerhard, maybe in 10 years, it will work.
It's okay.
I will sum it up. So, unsere Gäste heute sind Lana Spitz und can I ask for your name?
Sita.
Und sie sind aus London und da geht es wohl um einen Protest von 1 Million Menschen und das ist nirgendwo zu hören, zu lesen oder irgendwo aus den Medien auch nur zu erfahren. Sie werden als uns darüber berichten. Das ist jetzt in der ersten Stunde. In der zweiten Stunde unserer Sendung haben wir Tom Palladino wieder bei uns, Scala Energy. Ich freue mich sehr. Den hatten wir auch gestern schon im Interview hier in Deutschland und heute ist er nochmal dabei. Es wird sehr spannend. Ich freue mich sehr. Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's so good to have you translating. Thank you, Saskia. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Welcome on Radio Soul.
And my good friend Gerhard is producer of Radio Soul International out of Vienna, and I always appreciate his wonderful help as well, of course.
Yeah. Und der wunderbare Gerhard, ich möchte ihn noch erwähnen, auch er soll mal erwähnt werden, hier nochmal bei Planet Soul. Es ist so wunderbar, dass du da bist, Gerhard, dass wir das zusammen machen können. Und ja, meine Liebe und Licht sende ich dir jetzt und ja, ich freue mich immer, dass wir diese Show zusammen machen können.
Dankeschön.
We'll be going into this topic at the second part of this first hour. But as you know, the media is controlled often worldwide. In the United States especially, it's controlled completely. And we don't get news much what's going on.
It's okay. We need a warm-up. 10 minutes and then it's working. Ted sagte gerade eben, dass die Medien ja, weltweit nicht das berichten, was sie berichten sollten, sondern das berichten, was sie denken, was für sie richtig wäre und dass die Dinge, die passieren, nicht bis an unser Ohr gelangen.
Mhm. I'll never forget the time I flew from London to Seattle in August of 1979.
1997 bin ich von London nach Seattle geflogen.
When I was leaving the London airport at Heathrow, I picked up a London Times newspaper.
Und in London habe ich eine Zeitung genommen am Flughafen.
And the front page of the paper said, AIDS created in a U.S. laboratory by the U.S. military. That was the front page, headlines, in London, England.
Und auf der ersten Seite stand, AIDS wurde in einem Labor in den Vereinigten Staaten über das Militär ja, erschaffen. Das stand dort als Headline sozusagen auf der Zeitung. Mhm.
I had plenty of time on the plane to read the paper, so when I arrived in Seattle, I was thinking maybe it would be headlines there too.
Mhm. Ich hatte genügend Zeit im Flugzeug, diese Zeitschrift zu lesen und ich dachte, ja, wenn ich dann in Seattle ankomme, gibt es vielleicht ähnliche oder die gleichen Informationen dort?
Absolutely nothing, nothing in the US media. Absolutely nothing, nothing at all. Nothing.
Aber dem war nicht so. Es gab überhaupt keine Informationen über diese Information, was den Virus betraf.
And it's the same thing happening now in London. I mean, 1 million people, that's a lot of people.
Und dasselbe scheint jetzt auch zu passieren. Passiert jetzt, denn 1 Million Menschen sind dort auf der Straße und keiner weiß was davon.
And as I understand it, Cynthia, you photographed let's see, Kate Shermani, David Icke, Professor Dolores Cahill, famous professor from Ireland, all giving speeches and meeting people. And how come nobody talks about that?
Mm-hmm. Also Sita, right? Sita.
So I'll spell it, C-Y-T-H-A-R-E. Sitar.
Ah, okay,
Sitar.
Thank you. Sitar. Sie hat also mehrere Interviews geführt, unter anderem mit David Icke, how you spell it?
Icke.
And who else was it?
It was Dolores Cahill.
Dolores Cahill, okay.
Kate Shermani.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 million other names.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Und sie führte also mit verschiedenen bekannten Persönlichkeiten Interviews, aber nichts davon ist in den Medien zu finden. Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, it was just amazing that I saw the pictures and thank you so much, Sitar, for sending your pictures over. We'll be sharing those in just a minute. But now you were both there, weren't you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wofür war dieser Protest oder wogegen?
What is this? Yeah, 1 million people. Why are they there on the streets?
The protest.
Freedom from the tyranny and the genocide and the crimes against humanity, yeah. All over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, es geht also das, was eben momentan passiert, das Programm, was läuft, die Menschenrechtsverletzungen und der Genozid, der momentan weltweit stattfindet.
Yeah.
More and more people are coming out each march that we have, about one a month now, because they want to vaccinate the children now. So it's really starting.
Use the word shot or injectables because of censorship in the U.S. I'm sorry. It's okay. You, for a minute, you thought you lived in the free world, but, you know, everybody does. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Zu diesen Protestmärschen, die da stattfinden, kommen immer mehr Menschen dazu. Und jetzt geht's also, insbesondere jetzt spitzt sich die Lage zu, aufgrund dessen, dass Kinder jetzt geimpft werden sollen in den Vereinigten Königreich.
Let's go to a couple of these pictures. I'm going to use a share screen, of which I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
I hope the computer doesn't catch on fire.
Ted wird uns jetzt mal ein paar Bilder zeigen von diesen Protestmärschen, die da stattfinden.
Okay, there's one. I think that's Kate Schermani.
Can't see anything.
There we are.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah,
she is. Kate Schermani. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Do you know her background? I can tell you a little bit if you like.
You might know more about her than I do. I was very fortunate that where I was standing, she just walked up next to me and started talking to the crowds. But I know she's a nurse and that she has come out and she's, very brave lady, very much a figurehead and a spearhead in this movement of truth. And she was at the beginning with the rallies in Trafalgar Square, which have just grown and grown and grown. And she's a real force.
Fantastic.
Wir haben jetzt hier ein Bild von Kate Schermani. Sie ist eine Krankenschwester und sie war schon bei den ersten, also sie war, glaube ich, derzeitig schon mit dabei. Es begann am Trafalgar Square die ersten Märsche und sie ist eben eine sehr tapfere, mutige Frau, die hier mit der Wahrheit ganz offen nach außen tritt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those first Trafalgar Square rallies or protests were probably about 30,000, and the police would come in and attack us with truncheons, and they were really violent towards us, and arrest people for no reason, and so it became quite a dangerous thing to do, to go and protest in London. But as more and more people started to wake up, each protest got bigger and bigger. And now the police don't come near us because there's so many of us, they can't do anything. So it's in a very short time, really since last summer, last August, it's really been a big movement of wake up here.
That's fantastic.
Es startete mit 40.000 Protestanten Demonstranten und sie wurden aber oft angegriffen von Polizei. Sie wurden teilweise handgreiflich gegenüber den Demonstranten und es gab auch viele Verhaftungen. Aber seit letzten August ist die Anzahl der Demonstranten enorm gestiegen, sodass jetzt die Polizei gar keine Chance mehr hat, da irgendetwas zu tun.
Let me see if I can get some more pictures here. Mm-hmm. I'll try this here.
This one was taken in Parliament Square, right outside the Houses of Parliament.
Okay.
Das war außerhalb von Parliament Square, also aufgenommen, das Bild, was wir jetzt gesehen haben.
Okay, hold on here, having a little bit of... Okay, a little bit of trouble. I'll get it here. You've got some wonderful... Here's one I like. This one's an interesting picture. 99% survival. Those are those who get the whatever it is. We won't be having your V. So.
Also wir sehen jetzt hier ein Bild mit zwei Kindern. Die haben zwischen sich so ein großes Plakat bemalt und da steht 99,99% überleben, also Überlebenschance oder überhaupt überleben. Und da bezieht sich auf diese Erkrankung, an der man also zu 99,99% nicht versterben wird. Und dann unten steht, we won't be having your vaccine. Also wir werden deine... Sorry, Ted. Oh, I said
that's
the word.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Wir werden eure Impfung nicht zu uns nehmen.
Bad. Here in the United States, the corrupt Biden regime has just started making children ages 12 to 18 take the V.
Hier in den USA ist aufgrund der Biden-Administration haben die Impfung gestartet für Kinder zwischen 12 und 18 Jahren.
with the result that the Food and Drug Administration just came out with a report on Saturday.
Dass die, ich habe es jetzt nicht verstanden, die Ärzte, Medikamentenindustrie und Nahrungsmittelindustrie.
That 87% of children of getting the V, getting the shot.
87%
of the children who get the V, who get this shot.
87% der Kinder, die diese Impfung erhalten.
Have an what they call an adverse health reaction, which is includes heart attacks and strokes for children as young as 12 years old. If that doesn't make you upset, I don't know what does.
Und da ging es jetzt darum, dass die Kinder, die diese, also 87% der Fälle von Kindern, die die Impfung erhalten haben, sind sieben, also von den Kindern sind 87% mit Herzinfarkt, mit ja, solchen Dingen konfrontiert mit 12 Jahren. Das ist unfassbar.
Yeah, let me play something that that a friend of mine from Norway just sent me a few minutes ago, and I'm sure there's a fancy way to share it, but I don't know how. So I'll do it this way. It's on my phone. It's a protest in Toronto against the police, and they're giving ice cream to children for the V, to take the V. Little kids are given ice cream by the police to take this thing. And I want you to hear this. I'll let you
Ted wird uns jetzt mal ein Bild zeigen aus Toronto, wo man Kindern Eiscreme gibt dafür, dass sie sich eine Impfung verpassen lassen. Polizisten geben Kindern Eiscreme, damit die sich impfen.
It's just 2 minutes long.
Every single fucking one of you. Every one of you. I'm inviting you now to join us. To stop this happening.
Hey, Rise Up. We are at Nathan Phillips Square. We are at the pop-up vaccine clinic. And the police have just told us that we are not allowed to be on the Nathan Phillips Square property. So we are out on the sidewalk now.
You're not doing your oath, are you? None
We're
of you.
Trying to speak to the police.
I told you before.
We are mothers and we are pissed off. We are not moving. This is our baby. You are fucking with our baby. We are mothers.
Shadow them.
We are fathers. The strength of parenthood has taken over us and we are not moving. Until you start spreading the truth of what is going on over there. We have tried to guide you to the fucking light, but now you are messing with our fucking children, and that is not okay. You want to arrest all of us? Arrest all of us. You want to beat us to the ground? Beat us to the fucking ground. This is our children, and we will not back down. We will not back down. You don't scare me. You don't intimidate me. I have the strength of 4 children in my soul. You don't scare me. You want to be cowards and punks, and you want to stand here while all those babies get this fucking vaccine, and now you are you. I have the strength of children inside my soul, and for that, as a mother, I am not moving. No, that's enough. Not doing this anymore. No. No. You fucked with the wrong generation. My children are in harm. My children, your children, whether or not you have the capacity to understand this, your children, enough.
That's the pretty strong protest in Toronto under the Trudeau regime. Like the Biden regime is pushing little now the program for little children.
Also auch in Kanada unter dem Trudeau Regime findet nun die statt, dass eben auch Kinder dort geimpft werden sollen. Dasselbe hier in Deutschland. The same here in Germany, Ted.
Wirklich?
Yes.
Sithar just got back from taking photos tonight at a place, didn't you, for kids?
Yeah, we were filming for Not on the Beeb. It's a channel at Twickenham Stadium. It's where they have a lot of international rugby events. Mm-hmm. And there was an invitation sent out to the 18-year-olds. 18 and above. I was just checking through. I have some film here on my video. I could share it the same way you did, Ted.
If you want to show that, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, because, there was wave upon wave upon wave upon wave of these groups of young people coming across. So here we go. I'll try and...
Wir sehen jetzt nochmal ein Video. Da ist jetzt Aufruf gewesen an eben so 18-Jährige, dass sie in so ein Baseballstadion kommen und sich dann dort impfen lassen, wenn ich jetzt richtig verstanden habe, Baseballstadion. Würdest du uns jetzt zeigen, okay?
Okay, so they're coming from the main station to the stadium.
Ah, okay, sie kommen also von der Station, von der U-Bahn-Station und kommen dort zu dem Stadion.
Okay.
Immer wieder ganze Wellen von jungen Menschen. Also wir sehen hier eine Menge an Menschen, die da in dieses Stadion rennen. To get their shot. They're coming to get their shot.
Yeah.
Also they're coming to get their shot? Really?
And this, look at the queue. Can you see that okay?
Oh my God.
These are our youth. These are these beautiful young people. Just all queuing up.
Also ganz viele junge Menschen, unsere wunderbare Jugend, die hier sich in der Schlange anstellt und alle auf ihre Spritze warten.
It goes all the way around the stadium.
Geht um das ganze Stadion.
Wollen die zum Match gehen und müssen sich impfen lassen oder ist das wirklich eine Impfstation?
Eine Impfstation da, Impfzentrum.
Okay.
Im Stadion.
Yeah. It's like watching. Sorry.
No, it's like, go ahead.
It's like watching people line up to board the concentration camps. For the concentration camps, line up.
And round the side of this stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have had the same here in Germany too. We have had, they said there is a center now, you can have your shots, and there came millions and everybody wanted to get in and get their shot. We have had this too.
It went all the way around the stadium and into the back where they were in a huge pen. None of you will have children. So this goes on and on. I mean, it just doesn't stop.
Es hört nicht auf, es ist eine unendliche Schlange, die geht wirklich um das gesamte Stadion und da weit drüber hinaus noch. Es hört nicht auf.
And then at the back, it's just that. So these are the, I don't know if you can see that, that's where the cars would go. Can you see all those people there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're holding them in this huge car park area before they go in. And then it went all around the back. The director I was working with, he actually followed the whole queue all the way around the back streets. He said, I mean, he was gone a long time.
Huh. So
that will be covered. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
But that will be covered on not on the Beeb. B-E-E-B, a YouTube channel.
Okay.
B-E-E-B.
Wow.
This is your YouTube channel?
No, it's not. I just was helping with the filming today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say, and I'll say.
Also es gibt einen YouTube-Kanal, wo man das nochmal sich anschauen kann. Der nennt sich B-E-E-B. Okay.
Not on the Beeb. Yeah, B-E-E-B.
B-E-E-B. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we were doing, the reason we were there was to do the magnet challenge, and this can be done anywhere that you are. And you get it's called a Neo magnet, and it's like a battery, it's a little round magnet. And we were getting them to where they'd had the shot to see if it was for true. And it was sticking to where they had the shot. So it was filming their reaction and the realization that that shouldn't happen. So that's why we were there. And so anyone can do this.
Okay, also warum sie auch dort vor Ort waren, ist, sie haben solche kleinen Magnete mit und haben dann, wenn die haben das dort dran gehalten, wo die Leute ihre Impfung erhalten haben und kennt vielleicht wirklich der eine oder andere schon, die Videos gibt es mittlerweile überall, dass dann dort, wo die Einstichstelle ist, dieser Magnet von außen hält. Es rutscht also nicht weg. Das kann auch jeder machen und das kann jeder selbst überprüfen.
Let me share something. I've got pictures of blood, blood cells, before and after the shot.
Ich werde uns jetzt zeigen ein Bild von Blutzellen vor und nach der Impfung.
Ja, yeah, einen Moment bitte.
Ja, ja.
Oh, where is it? Let's see. Okay. Well, forgive me. I'm not sure that I know how to operate this. Well, let me just tell you briefly that.
Do you have it on your cell phone or somewhere, Ted?
I've got it on my computer, and I did bring it up earlier. Let me just see if I can bring it up. Hold on, okay? Just a minute here.
I'll just say that we were testing the Pfizer vaccine because not they've got to be an mRNA vaccine, so not right. All of them, like the AstraZeneca, doesn't have this quality. But they were getting Pfizer today.
Okay, also haben wir Pfizer bekommen. AstraZeneca, you have the same effects when you put a magnet here?
No. You have to excuse me. I'm not sure of all of them, but it's definitely okay. Pfizer, not the AstraZeneca. No.
Okay, also definitiv bei Pfizer bleibt dieser Magnet hier außen hängen und bei AstraZeneca ist es nicht ganz sicher, aber dort wahrscheinlich ist es nicht so, war es nicht so ersichtlich.
It doesn't mean to say the other ones you should have.
Right. There we go. Can you see that, by the way?
No.
Okay, let me do this then. I'll try it this way. Okay, let me see here.
You know how to share? You go down and you see share your screen.
It's a yeah, green I learned button. That. I learned that when I was a little boy, how to share.
Click it, then you have to go up the page. I learned it yesterday.
Really? Took you that long? Wow.
That long. Okay. So I did it first. I put the green button down there.
There and then, I got it now. I have okay. it. I have it. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is before and after the shot.
This is, wir haben jetzt hier ein Bild von Blutzellen. This is before the shot, the picture we see here.
Yeah, this is before.
This is also vor.
Okay, this thing is not cooperating very well. That's it. That's, okay, hold on here.
Put F11. I think you get the whole presentation.
There we go. Okay, that's before the shot. And you can see how the blood cells are round. They look healthy, vibrant. They've got good color and everything. This is from a healthy person before the shot.
Also das Bild, was wir sehen, hat gesunde Blutzellen. Die sind rund, die sind komplett.
Okay, this is right after the shot. And you can see that the cells now are no longer round. And they've got this weird light around them now with this white, something white in the middle of them.
Und das zweite Bild ist jetzt von nachdem eine Impfung stattgefunden hat. Hier sind die Zellen jetzt nicht mehr ganz so rund, sie werden eher etwas flacher. Sie haben außen einen weißen Rand und haben innen auch so einen weißen.
Okay, and then this one here, these are the nanobots inside. That's what makes the magnet stick to your skin.
Und hier haben wir jetzt ein Bild von den Nanobots, die in dieser Impfung mit drin sind und die Ursache dafür, dass diese Magnete, wenn man sie außen an den Arm hält, dann eben halten.
Okay, and look carefully now. This is after about 24 hours. You can see what's happened to the blood cells. They're all irregular and they're all pockmarked now.
Yeah.